Too Much Rock Podcast number 790. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Wils Van Doorn. The song is called Arrow, and it's on his new album, Enduro, which came out July 14th on Enigmatic Brunch Records. He's based out of Portland, Oregon now, and left Kansas City a few months ago, Grumble Grumble, but that album is still a very Kansas City album, and that song in particular feels a lot like a George Harrison song, doesn't it? I think you'll find good things on this one. It's available on cassette, or you can pick it up digitally, or stream it digitally if that's your thing as well. I got music for you this week. I'm going to play a song I'm absolutely in love with. It's by Twisted Teens. It's called Florida Water Blues.
Grace. Special single leaf on the tree. Well, I suppose
The Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Sun Eaters from Kansas City with the song Bedhead. That's on the band's new album, Sun Eaters 5, Heroic Dose. Came out July 3rd on the band's own Lotus Pool Records. This is the band's white album. It has got a little bit of everything in it. Some of it's a little chaotic. Some of it is just straight ahead and wonderful, like that track there. Before that, we heard from the Menzingers with the song Chance Encounters. That's on the band's new album, Everything I Ever Saw, which came out July 17th on Epitaph. That Scranton, PA band is back with more Heartland Rock, and I couldn't be happier about it. It's just a very solid record, some really good songs that hit just where they're supposed to. And then we started that set off with Twisted Teens and the song Florida Water Blues. That's the title track of the band's new album that came out on July 10th on Going Underground and Chain Smoking Records, a band based out of New Orleans. Just ramshackle wonderfulness. I see they're on tour heading out with Kurt Vile soon, so hopefully I'll be able to catch that show, because that is a wonderful, wonderful album there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. I've got a couple of tracks coming up here and sponsored by a show I saw about a month ago. I'm going to start here with Gene Loves Jezebel and the song Worth Waiting For.
Smile.
song Calm Down. That is Christian Death with the song Resurrection, Sixth Communion. That's on the band's debut album, Only Theater of Pain, that came out in 1982. I just found a copy of that on the original Frontiers Records press, and it doesn't sound great. I understand why it's been remixed, but everyone kept telling me what an important album was, so I finally picked up a copy, and honestly, it just doesn't do a whole lot for me. So whether or not that's the birth of death rock, whether or not that's where the highlight of American side goth came from, who knows, but that is Christian Death. Before that, we heard from Gene Loves Jezebel with the song Worth Waiting For. That's on the band's third album, Immigrant, that came out in 1985 on Relativity. That band based out of Wales there, at least at the time. I saw both those bands on part of the Baby Bats tour that happened about a month ago, and picked up both those records because, one, I wanted to figure out what was that first Christian Death record that everyone thinks is like the high watermark, and second, several songs from the Gene Loves Jezebel set I really liked were all on Immigrant, and I had paid no attention to them. So I went back, got up Immigrant, and you know what? I like them much better live with the kind of more muscular guitar that they have around on this tour than I did back on that album. But I'm still a fan. I'll always be a fan of Gene Loves Jezebel. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 790, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of great things coming up. We've got Kaza playing at the Record Bar on the 23rd. Corners of the Sky are at the Replay for a matinee. Hostile Takeover is playing outside at Mercy Seat. On the 21st, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum is playing at Record Bar. That is a crazy show. Creepy Jingles are at the Replay that night. Feeble Little Horse is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 25th, Thong Gag is playing at Tower House. Deco Auto is outside at Velo Garage. RX Ghost is playing a late show at the Replay. And Effigies are playing at the Record Bar. On the 27th, Snoopers at the Record Bar, but Touch Girl Owl Blossom is playing at the Liberty Hall Basement, or the Spacement, as they're now calling it, that same night, and I definitely will be there. On the 28th, Sleep Theory is at the Truman. Satan is at Mini Bar, your favorite black metal band. On the 30th, The Format is playing at Bottleneck. I think that might be an acoustic show. Full Bloods are playing at Record Bar on the 30th. Cataphract is at Janitor's Closet on the 31st. Wild Nan and the One Night Stands are playing outside at Velo, and Exit Mars are playing at Hillsiders, and that takes us through July. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things out there. I've got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Christian Death, Gene Loves Jezebel, Dakarta Kant, and Black Season Witch show, and I've also got the same coverage for the Blackpool Lights and Whiff show that happened, oh gosh, end of last month, so we're still catching up around here. All right, we do have time for one more here. I've got one queued up from Quicksand. The song is Get To It. It's on the band's brand new album, Bring On The Psychics, that came out July 17th on Equal Vision Records. Just wonderful post-hardcore from this band who knew a whole lot about guitar tone long before that sort of new gaze movement happened here. I just have loved this band since they popped up in the late 80s, and this album is a very solid return for them with a little more guts than the last couple albums I've had, and I appreciate that. So we're going to end things here with Quicksand and the song Get To It. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Become a realist. Get yourself out. Diamond.